Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The following lectures, which you are about to listen to, was conducted over the weekend of the 25th of March 2011. The speaker was the Honorable Shaykh Muhammad Taha Karan al-Shafi'i, who is the principal of the Dar al-Ulum al-Arabiya al-Islamiya in Strand and a member of the Iftah Department of the Muslim Judicial Council. Three recordings follow on this CD, the first being the Jumu'ah lecture conducted at the Maraisberg Jumu'ah Masjid on Friday, the 25th of March 2011, the topic being maintaining our Muslim identity in an environment where Muslims are caught between assimilating or integrating into non-Muslim societies. The second recording is a program conducted on the evening of the 26th of March 2011 at the Bosmon Jumu'ah Masjid after Isha Salah. The program was entitled The Legacy of the Shafi'i Madhab in South Africa. The program concluded with a Q&A session. Unfortunately, due to a technical glitch, the questions were not recorded. I will mention the seven questions in the order that they were posed for your listening comfort when you reach that section of the recording, inshallah. Question number one. What led to the extinction of the various other madhaibs that existed in the past? Question two. Is it compulsory to follow a particular school of thought? Question 3. Why do the majority of the Shafi'is raise their hands to make dua directly after the janazah salah? Why do they make talqeen at the graveside? And what is the proof for reading various surahs from the Holy Quran at the graveside? Question 4. How is it possible for one thing to be halal in one school and haram in another? Question 5. What do we do if we believe that the imam of our masajid is or our masjid is not equipped to lead the jama'ah salah? Question 6. Are we allowed to gather on days subsequent to the janazah to recite Quran and dhikr for the deceased person? Question 7. In what manner should the khatib ascend the minbar on the day of Jumu'ah? And why are Shafi'is allowed to perform salah at the time of Istiwa, or what is commonly known as Zawwal, on a Jumu'ah? The third recording is the Ulama program that was conducted on the morning of the 26th of March 2011 at the Bosmon Jumu'ah Masjid. Sheikh Taha Karan discussed the evolution of the Shafi'i school throughout the centuries. Particular attention was drawn to the Mashhur and Mufta Bihi Kutub of the school, as well as the authors in rank. The Shaykh also discussed fiqh al-usul and research methodology in the madhab. The program concluded with the Shaykh presenting the core curriculum of the Dar al-Ulum al-Arabiya al-Islamiya in Strand and its basis as a model for producing ulama that are well-schooled in the Shafi'i madhab. Finally, time was allocated for question and answers. Shukran, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.